Oh, yeah, dude. We're getting this now. Now we're crack-a-lacking.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, because I was concerned. One of my biggest concerns during this taste test.
Yes.
Jay Cutler. Was that you were going to be able to tell, despite being blindfolded, that right. your mouth, your tongue was going to sense the thickness and the shape. Because each one is, the Hershey is an unmistakable rectangular, about the same thickness.
Yeah. Right.
I think we may have figured out a way around that.
Well, we're not
to
sure.
To prevent you from being able to decipher.
What if you cut them in half?
Yeah, it's involving having and cutting
like
off edges, squaring edges.
And
yeah, we're doing really well.
Yeah.
Are you touching them?
So can we do the first one?
I just did the hand sanny right in front of you so that you
the fact that he just referred to it as hand sanny.
I believe he just said hand sanny. All right. Well, you want to do the first one?
So are we just going to do like one at a time and you're going to... And then you tell us
you have to
take
you out
three.
Of all four. You the how this is going to work because you claim you there's such a huge difference between Nestle's and Hershey's.
Right.
We have four candy bars here. You have to tell us which one is the Hershey's.
All right.
I got my blindfold.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I can't see anything.
All right. We also have Roundies. So let me go number one, which is a fine brand.
Yes.
Okay. One.
It's an amazing brand.
Here you can just how are we going to do it? How are we
gonna
transfer?
First of all, at what point did I ever have the chocolate?
Yeah, you're looking
so
the wrong way there.
So why are you pointing? Why are you going to
All right, and here's you're going to have to be that guy that nobody likes at church, I think. And you're going to have to stick your tongue out for this communion. And we're just going to have to go.
You want me to stick my tongue out?
You're getting, well, I don't know. How else do you want? If I give it to you, you can feel texture.
You're getting chocolate communion, which totally sounds like a...
You ready?
Oh, my God.
Okay, there's one. So just feel it. And taste it. Enjoy it.
Feel it.
What are you feeling right now?
Where's Katie?
She's right over there.
Over here?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what that is, but it's not Hershey's.
Well, okay. How do you know? You don't know yet. Okay.
It virtually has no flavor.
Okay. You need to cleanse your palate now. Do you have something to drink?
Right.
You want some hand sanny in your mouth?
Here's some coffee. Yeah. Some cold coffee.
No, or do you feel confident in your abilities that you don't need? Okay, you're fine? Okay. All right, here is number two.
All right.
How do communicants do this? How do those who deliver this?
You just got some spit on your hand, didn't you?
A little bit.
Well, communion people don't really put it in their mouth.
You get the tongue guy every once in a while in communion.
Does he just like place it on there and then drag his finger slowly on your tongue
through it and then he touches his nose?
All right, what's that?
How you feeling about that one? Feeling okay?
Yeah, let me just mark that down as number two.
Well, there are only four.
Okay,
this is not
all right. Number two,
and what's a crunch bar for crying out loud?
Mark it down to number two.
All right. One you ought to be able to eliminate immediately. Are you ready over there? You rolling?
Yeah.
Not you. I'm asking Zapruder over here. Right. Are you good? Okay.
Here's three.
Three.
My blindfold was itching my nose.
All right.
Not Hershey's.
Okay.
Everyone that listens to your show that has the munchies
so
in the
amazing.
Morning is going to be like, this is the best radio show ever, bro. I want to be tasting chocolate.
We're probably going to get 500 emails from potential interns now. I've always wanted to be in radio, and after listening today, okay, you ready for this?
I want to touch his tongue.
Okay.
Oh, what is on there?
What the hell is on there?
Oh, I peed a little.
She peed a little.
Oh. It's just an innocent chocolate taste test, is it not?
Did you put some lint on there or something like that just to give him a little surprise?
It's a delicious crunch bar, is
you
it
put
not?
Some hot sauce on there.
Oh,
and crushed red pepper.
Oh, you rat.
Well, that was the crunch bar anyway.
It was a dead giveaway.
He knew it was the crunch bar.
Number two is the Hershey's.
What is it?
Crap, it's number two.
Shoot. Yeah.
Boosh.
What made you know that it was the Hershey's?
Yeah.
I knew it was.
Oh, okay.
Just the flavor consistency.
He knew. Yeah. There's just a, he knew. Yeah,
I know.
You don't have to hang out it. You could throw the spicy one away if you want.
That's just unmean.
I know.